drinking?
No. Well, 10 beers.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
I'm getting another beer. You want one?
Now, whose ass I got to kiss to get myself a beer?
Welcome to the Big Foamy Head Show.
This is show number 30, the Beer Babes Show.
I'm Jamie.
And I'm Susan.
All right.
So you might have noticed something different as we opened with females.
Female voices.
They're in the lavish studios. What do y'all think?
I was very impressed by the couch and the stripper pole over in the corner.
Well, and that pole's not just for decoration. Y'all feel free to use it if you want to.
Give me three or four, and we might talk about it.
So we've talked about this for a long, long time, and thank you both for showing up.
We really appreciate it.
And especially Jamie, since she warmed up all over up and down Beale Street last night in preparation.
I did shut three bars down last night on Beale Street, which I was very surprised.
Really?
The first one closed down at midnight on a Saturday night in Memphis. Place was hopping.
Yeah.
Why would they close her down?
I don't know.
We moved to bar number two.
All right.
1 o'clock, shut her down.
Okay.
Moved to bar number three.
Shut her down.
2 o'clock.
Okay.
The only places that were still open, tons of people on the streets. But you had to pay to get into BB King's and then to Silky's, and we thought, you know.
You think maybe they do that on purpose?
I guess
kind
so.
Of string you along till 2 o'clock, and then that's when they swoop in and steal your money.
I guess so.
You know that last 15 minutes at a bar when they got the bright lights on?
That's a pretty awful
time.
When the lights come on.
Everybody looks all scary.
And then you're like, oh, you're not as cute as I thought you were.
and you're a woman.
Yeah. Yes.
So when you were out there on the bar last night, What is your typical drink of choice?
I'll tell you what, last night I stuck to whiskey sours. Not much of a beer drinker.
Okay.
Yes, and I saw you cringe just
okay.
then.
Well, whiskey sours. But,
I don't know.
Okay, well, that's all right. Whatever gets you to do. And Susan, what are you? You'll drink pretty much anything that's in front of you, right?
As long as it is cold and free. Well,
there you go. That's right.
That's my two favorite kinds.
That's right. Okay, now do you have a preference when you go out?
You know what? I have realized that I should not be a hard liquor drinker, because one minute I'm fine, and the next minute it's the next day.
Okay.
Beer is a good way to kind of go
slow, and it doesn't
hit you all at once.
And in our stack of papers here, somewhere deep down in here, we actually had a guide to alcohol content with beers, and I'll find it later on and show you. But you can alcohol percentage wise, you probably already know beer is less, but probably not how much less it is. And so you can pace yourself a lot better with beer. It doesn't sneak up on you,
right?
Like a couple, three drinks in an hour versus three beers in an hour, completely different outcomes. So the reason I was asking what you typically drink is because we have all these theories about, like most men do. And that's the whole point of the show, right? We're going to uncover what is behind the minds of women regarding beer.
Think about beer.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Beer and the women who drink them.
Mm. So it's kind of like a relationship show and a beer show all in one.
That's right.
Because
we're here to help.
Advice.
Kind of like the Dr. Laura's of the beer world.
That's right. That's right.
Dr. Phil, I guess.
Dr. Phil with beer.
Maybe we need a legal disclaimer at the very beginning. Don't follow any of our advice.
That's right.
Because it's a bad idea.
That's right. And as we pointed out many times, if we don't know the facts, we make them up.
I like that. That's right.
So we've got a lot of beers that we're going to get through today, and we're already drinking one, and it is from New Glarus, one of our favorite brewers from Wisconsin, and we're drinking a raspberry tart. And what do y'all think of this?
I loved it. My first sip, I thought, this would go great with that wheat berry bread and a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and a beer.
Mm-hmm. So this is a lunch beer, then.
This
huh?
would be a lunch beer.
I had this at lunch.
But what if you eat a peanut butter and jelly for breakfast? It would be a nice beer. It would be a breakfast beer.
It could be a breakfast beer.
Because it's a fruity kind of a good way to start your day, really.
Right. It's a very, very fruity. What we're going to try and do is lead you down the road from the absolute least beer-like beers to a little more.
And then you get us drunk enough to not notice that we're actually drinking real beer later in the show.
Well, that's one way to put it. So we also had we started with this too for another reason. We were at the Flying Saucer, the local beer establishment, the tap house, right?
Mm-hmm.
And these four dressed-to-kill young women come in, and they didn't realize where the exactly they were because they started ordering margaritas.
Yeah.
And Rick and I are like looking at them. Like, you know, and the waitress said, we don't have liquor. This is just beer. See the 80 well,
she
cap?
Was actually a bartender.
Yeah,
she,
the bartender. Right.
The beer goddess.
Yeah, she
also,
did call herself a beer goddess. So they're
listen
very knowledgeable.
To our previous
shows. So she says, the girl said, well, I don't like beer. What should I drink? Mm. And so what she served them was the Lindermans Framboise,
yeah,
right? Which is sort of along the lines of this. It was a very raspberry, fruity beer.
Well, let me read about this.
Okay.
This is what we're drinking. It's raspberry tart from Nicklaris. And it says, treat yourself to a rare delight. The voluminous raspberry bouquet will greet you long before your lips touch the glass. Serve this Wisconsin framboise, very cold in a champagne flute, just like we have.
Right, yeah.
Then hold your glass to a light and enjoy the jewel-like sparkle of a very special ale. So it's a Wisconsin framboise ale, 4% volume alcohol by volume.
It's 4%. Okay, so not a lot of alcohol, but I didn't get a nose at all myself.
When you poured it, it almost looked like a V8.
That's
like
what you said,
very
yeah.
thick yeah. looking and like a very reddish, but more like a cranberry brownish red than an orangey
it
reddish
is.
Red.
I don't know if I'd call this jewel-like, but
but
you
if
know,
you were sitting around drinking this in a glass.
If you were marketing this, you would.
Oh, well, yeah, you're right about that.
If I were sitting at a party drinking this in a glass where people could see it, they would have no idea that was a beer at all.
Right.
Wouldn't you
yeah,
say?
I
no,
would say so.
Not at all.
It would be like what kind? It would look like some kind of tomato drink, almost mm-hmm. looking.
Mm-hmm.
It says they've got Oregon mouth-watering berries, and then Wisconsin farmed wheat, year-old howler to hops to round out this extravaganza of flavor.
Did you say year old?
Yeah, I didn't think you were supposed to age your
okay.
hops. But
well, maybe that makes them milder.
Yeah, I bet.
Because Hallertau are very, and when we talk about some of these hops, there's all kinds of hops, right? And hop is the bittering part of beer. Right? Yeah, the hop flowers.
Bittering in a good way.
In a good way. They give it a little bite, and then if you add it at the end, you get that little smell. Depending on which type you use, they can be very mild to rip your head right off. Right? Hallertau is pretty mainstream, nice.
Yeah, that's a nice German one.
Yeah.
It's kind of a lower.
Okay. I'd say we stop right here, get a case of this, and call it
out. Well, we got to crack up in our next beer, though, which is also from Nicklaris, and that is going to be our
Wisconsin Belgian Red.
Can you reach that?
Yes.
Okay. So this is going to be kind of – usually we have them all lined up, but because we have so many, we didn't want to want them to get
So Rick's walking into the beer cellar.
That's right.
It's gorgeous what you've done with that. Yeah. I really love it.
You like the Christmas decorations? and Halloween, and I think Easter, and whatever else I got.
Yeah, this one didn't have much of like the aftertaste. I enjoyed
no,
it.
Oh, it's pretty easy to drink.
Easy.
Yeah.
Rick's pouring the next one, and it's also kind of like, but this one's more like a brownish red. It almost looks like a.
And it has a little more foam too.
Yeah, it does have a little head to it.
Yeah. That's
I'd say
a
it's a
foam
small
head.
Head.
Is that a little
yeah. small head? Yeah.
Not yeah. familiar with it.
Jamie, okay. are you not? You cannot tell the difference between a big head and a small head.
Okay, we're not going to touch that one either.
We're going to leave a lot of things hanging out there today.
This one is really kind of a brownish orange
this is,
color.
Yeah, this looks like, it is. Now, this is a cherry beer, and this is the one also. Is this the one with 2 pounds?
It's a Wisconsin cherry ale, and it has over a pound of Door County cherries in every bottle.
That's right.
But almost no smell.
Yeah.
Smell it.
I'm not getting
either.
Flavor highly carbonated with intense with cherry flavor and bouquet, 5%, 1% mm-hmm. by volume.
There's a very cherry taste.
Very
yeah,
cheery.
And it is. You got obviously you can see the more carbonation. You can feel it a little as you drink. This doesn't. It's not as thick as the raspberry, but it still is a little thicker than a beer. And this is again it's something that you wouldn't know
right,
it was a beer.
Yeah,
like a cherry pie out of it.
Yeah,
you know, a tart
so
cherry
it does
pie.
Sort of taste yeah. like cherry pie.
It would almost be like. Somebody could tell you it was some kind of like cherry, like Roy Rogers kind of drink. Like you wouldn't even necessarily, you can't taste any alcohol
yeah,
in it.
Yeah.
You would think it was some kind of like
yeah.
Well,
wouldn't there
like 100 pounds of cherries in
yeah,
there?
I mean, but it tastes
over
almost
a pound of Door County cherries per bottle.
Per bottle.
Yeah.
That's a lot of cherries here.
You know, with these, I feel like I'm eating as I'm drinking.
Yeah. There's very filling. beer.
They're feeling.
Too. That's the other thing about drinking beer instead of alcohol. I mean, you can knock back a lot of tequila and not feel, in, you know, like you've had anything.
Have so you ever heard that song, Tequila Makes My Clothes Fall Off?
No.
That was written about somebody in this room.
Was it?
Not me.
Okay.
Do not talk about Rick that way.
Yeah, he just I try to keep that one private.
He said his mom listens.
Okay. So it says, you hold the marriage of wine and beer. Belgian red is a tapestry of flavor. This beer is brewed with whole Montmorency cherries, Wisconsin farmed wheat, and Belgian roasted barleys.
Maraschino?
Is that what it says? Montmorency. Okay.
Honestly, if a beer could taste like a cherry pie, this would be it.
Yeah.
Right. And it tastes like a cherry pie beer.
Now, obviously, you can't get this anywhere except in the Wisconsin area, unless you know people who bring it back. But there are beers out there. Linderman's is very close to this. And they sell smaller bottles, and they have a framboise, a peche, a peach, and a creek, the cherry beer.
So we don't need to move to Wisconsin.
You don't have to, but this is just an exceptional, an extreme for a fruit beer.
But it might be a fun reason to visit Wisconsin.
Well, it is. They have beer tours in Wisconsin.
I've been to Milwaukee.
I don't want to alienate a whole state of y'all's listeners, but really, what else is there to do in Wisconsin?
You can watch the Packers, I guess.
Yeah. That's it.
Lagered in oak tanks and balanced by Hallertau hops, aged in our brewery for one full year.
It's
good stuff.
Do all of these beers come in these type bottles, or do you buy them by a you wouldn't drink a six pack at least?
No, they come in different, depending on the types of beers, but because this is a, it's sold more like a, like a wine,
right.
And that's why it's in this. Yeah. It's 1 pint, 9 ounce. It's what is it, like a 750 milliliter bottle?
Yeah, but it looks like it's a green wine bottle. Is what it looks like.
Yeah, and typically green, you don't see a lot of green.
Yeah,
bottles.
Because it makes the beer look kind of.
Well, it's also because beer tends to go bad.
Right.
That's why you want a brown bottle. Uh-huh. You know, the less light, the better. But these guys, they're selling it. They're positioning it differently.
Well, you got to realize that the bottling equipment's very expensive.
So
a lot of the craft
recycling.
Beer, they'll go buy a used bottling line. And I took the tour of this brewery. And this is actually cheese wax that they put on there.
Okay.
You know, where they take the cheese and dip it in the wax and seal it.
Now, with these type of beers, do you drink them out of these champagne flutes like we're doing, or do people ever just pop the top and drink it like a 40?
The champagne flutes would be very nice, but it doesn't really do anything for it.
Mm-hmm.
Some beers, there are special glasses, just like wine. You know, you got one glass for red, one glass for white, right? There are special glasses for beers, but... You know, usually you want just a glass that's, if it's got fragrance, which these don't, you'd want something a little bigger for something like this, honestly, because it makes a nice, this one, I don't know if you noticed, but this the raspberry had a red foam, so it's very pretty. So if you do a champagne flute, you get that nice little, whereas this one can not that great looking ahead. So
see, we're used to the red solo cups. So just these beautiful
crystal
glasses that y'all have here are
well,
a nice.
Well, this is
experience.
our sampling glasses here.
I mean, these are really nice.
Well, we try. Well, I tell you what, we're gonna go into a couple of more fruit beers and then try some other things. Why don't we take our first musical break? And this is James Cotton, one of my personal favorites, and he's going to sing Everything.
Burn!
That was James Cotton, everything. And Jamie, you were saying something about music.
Well, you know, I don't know a whole lot about beer. I don't know a whole lot about music, but I know some beers. I know some songs, you know, that mention Memphis and barbecue and this. But there's no songs about Memphis beer.
You, I think, are correct. I was trying to think that there was something about, actually, there used to be a brewery here that was pretty famous. The Highway 51. Or Beer 51. There's still, you can still, if you're downtown in Memphis where the South End is, that was the brewery. And you used to be able to see the old brewery sign painted on the side of it. And they had a song about something about that. But, you know, yeah, you're right. I don't think there is anything specifically about beer in Memphis. Although, we haven't heard all the songs there are coming out of Memphis. And these days... with some of the Memphis influence, especially tonight on the Oscars.
The Oscars, yeah.
We're going to hear Memphis locals 3-6 Mafia.
Realizing that our listeners will hear the show weeks after the Oscars
have
gone by.
So just hurl yourself back in time. It's Oscar night, and
we're all excited.
We're 3-6 Mafia. They're loving being there. They had a big article in the newspaper about how excited they are. But, you know, they're always singing about being in the club, and so maybe somewhere in there they're talking about some beer.
But they call me a jack of all trades, a master of none. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start working on this song.
I think
it's kind of a fun song.
A Memphis beer song.
A Memphis song about drinking beer in Memphis.
Okay, there you
hanging
go.
Out.
There you go. Looking at the river through your beer goggles.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something like that. I will
all
get
right.
on that.
Good. Well, and you can come back and sing it for us.
Yeah.
That'd be real good.
We seem to have a lot of homebrewers in the area. So.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Making your own. So we got our next beer.
A good song would be about homebrewing. You're right. Homebrewing in Memphis.
Yeah.
But like a funny one. You know, like some of those funny songs that Willie Nelson, I Am My Own Grandpa.
Yeah.
That needs to be kind of funny. Like, so it'll catch on to the internet. Like,
that's
people
right.
play
get that
little
Cohen guy to sing it.
Stephen Cohen?
Michael?
Him?
You know what? I did not hear that
Mark.
Song.
Mark Cohen.
They did not play that song last night. And somebody said, I bet you $5 we're going to hear that song tonight.
No.
But we didn't hear it.
Did you hear some Hendrix?
No, they just played mostly blues last night. We just heard.
Well, yeah.
Run Buggy.
But you're in Memphis.
I don't
need to sing about Memphis.
Because there was tourists.
You're
like,
there.
There were some people next to us from Cleveland. These guys.
Cleveland.
I was like, man, Cleveland rocks. I was trying to be funny. The guys didn't even catch it. Or they thought, all right, Dumbo.
Well, they probably think Cleveland does rock.
I guess they do.
They're like, yeah, we know that.
All right, take a whiff of your beer. And you can smell this one a little better. This is it's a pyramid apricot Weizen. This is a half a Weizen that's highly flavored with apricot.
But you know, it tastes a little bit more like a beer than the other ones.
You think so?
I think just a little bit.
Well, I think it might be because of how fruity.
And you know what? It also might be like the looks.
Yeah,
it looks like
beer. Oh, it definitely looks like a beer.
It looks like beer.
But I would like to say that I say apricot. I'm not sure if
apricot.
Well, we mispronounce everything, so it's apricot. Okay.
Yeah, but I'm just saying
That's okay.
I've heard both.
Okay, so there's an interesting departure because when we drink this, we think, man, this is one fruity beer.
Right.
But we just got through drinking literally 2 pounds of fruit.
Right.
So this tastes like a beer that somebody squeezed an apricot or apricot into. Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unlike the other ones that didn't even taste beerish at
but
all.
But this, I don't find this to be bitter at all.
No, it's not bitter.
I think it's very light, actually.
Yeah.
Well, it's
it does have a little bit of beer aftertaste, like when you drink the
you
Bud
think?
Light. I thought it did.
Okay. It's a Pyramid Apricot Weizen, brewed by the original wheat beer pioneers. Pyramid Apricot Weizen is left unfiltered for extra flavor and aroma. Original gravity, 10.48. Alcohol by volume, 5.1.
Okay.
Two-row barley, malted wheat, caramel. Hops is Nugget, and it's available year-round.
Okay.
Kind of Zima-ish, you know
you
what
think?
I mean? Yeah, like that.
But did you hear now? This is.
One Zima in all my life.
Yeah. Did this taste lighter? Significantly lighter. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But
what
you can't tell, Rick just read it. It's 1%. It's 5% alcohol.
Right.
Yeah.
Versus these were 4.
Right.
So it's a lot more alcohol.
Right.
So this is one of those beers that could sneak up on you.
This one could sneak up on you.
This is one of those too easy to drink that you just. Suck it down.
And it's not as filling as the other ones.
Right. It says it's best paired with appetizers, salads, and desserts such as pies and pastries.
Well, and I think it's because we were drinking the extremely fruity beers. It's just not tasting as fruity as it could be. So, okay, so that's an interesting note that if we'd started you off with this, so if one were to start off with a Lindemans or something and get an extreme fruit, then you could go on to different beers and they wouldn't be particularly
You almost
offensive.
Need like a menu on your website that talked about like if you're having a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for breakfast, go for the fruity.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
what beer goes best with eggs and bacon?
Exactly. Right.
There you go.
Yes. You could have like if you're having
We do sort of talk about that on spicy foods. We like hoppy beers.
Right.
Really hoppy beers. But we kind of stayed away from this, but if y'all are game, we might.
Yeah,
pull
like
one
you can
out.
Go in there and like search for recipes online. I know you do that a lot.
Yeah,
and when you can search for different ingredients you have, that nice if they'd have a little beer selection.
Well, that's
with
true.
It.
That's true.
That's
sounds
make
good.
It
sounds good. So we've got our apricot Weizen. We talked about the Oscars that have, I guess by the time people listen to this, came and went, and the 3-6 Mafia. And so I was telling Rick, we have lamented about the lack of I guess, growth in music, that there's been all kinds of covers of songs and things like that. Most of the stuff now is just, it's like we're just floundering.
Right.
And the only place there's anything going on is in hip-hop.
The world of rap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which we hadn't really listened to. And don't care
there
for...
There was a lot of hip-hop at the big church Valentine's dance.
Yeah.
Yes,
we.
Was.
You know what? Yeah. I'd like to talk about that for a minute. We missed the dance, and I've heard about the dance.
Oh, the dance was...
It was a big
It was
time.
Pretty good.
I know.
It was
I know.
Pretty good.
It was a rough morning after, but it was...
Yeah, it was a horrible rough morning.
That's what I've heard.
Can
if you listen,
these
if
guys
you listen
are
to
break
our
dancers.
I know. I've heard about it. I listened to the show about the dance.
I couldn't believe they got down on the floor.
Yeah, we're a little bit rough. A little entertaining, but a little bit rough. But next year, you know, your fans don't know this. Your tens of fans. And I am, I think.
That's right. We have 2 of the 10. We have 20% of the fan base right here. And I think probably 90% of the females.
Yes.
That's right.
I would think so. But, you know, I'm from out of town. Yeah. And y'all were gracious enough to bring your chauffeur to pick me up and bring me down today.
Well, did you get on the jet?
No, I did not take the jet. And it's not that far.
It wasn't
enough
that
for,
far.
No,
that's
90
true.
Miles.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
More time just, taxing.
It is. It's like you have to get to the airport an hour early. But luckily, our airport has free parking. But that would... Anyway. So, I appreciate you guys bringing me down here today.
Sure.
But I think I would like to come back for the dance next year. So, I'd like the heads up on that.
Well, there may be... I'm sure they'll have one
it's probably
prior
around
to then.
I will keep that in mind.
But you know what else we hadn't talked about
that's
coming up?
What?
the next beer most one of the most significant beer holidays.
What is that? Cinco de Mayo?
No.
St. Patrick's Day?
There you go.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that's right. I noticed one of the guys in the neighborhood had their shamrock out.
Ooh. Should we even mention the fact that the two beer babes that are here today, Jamie and Susan, that we are sisters, and that
sure.
I am,
oh, yeah.
We didn't even talk about that, how they connect. Oh, except for also that
we've
we're
just loyal
fans.
We've got two of the three Casper Bauer sisters here.
Yes.
That's
we're
right.
We're sisters of the three.
Our sister Jean is not much of a beer drinker, so she didn't
But that's okay.
Yeah, yes. But we could have, if she would have loved the first
She would have liked
ones.
The first two.
Well, good.
She could be a designated
well,
sober person.
We've got another one somewhere. We had it out.
Yes, we did.
Oh, there it is. Okay. And this is a classic one. You can get this pretty much anywhere. Abita.
I didn't finish my apricot one. Do you have a bucket that I can spit
no,
into?
No, that's right. And we were going to talk about the spit bucket. There's no such thing in beer tasting.
What?
Yeah, no such thing.
That's abusing your alcohol.
Yeah. No, in wine, you swirl it, sniff it. Was it sniff it, swirl it, spit it?
Uh-huh.
No. Mm-hmm. And you notice we don't do that. And usually our glasses, you can see over there on the shelf, right. That's our sampling glasses.
Wow.
You can't really judge it unless you've got at least 16 ounces in you.
Some people call those a yard.
Yeah. So here we're looking at the Abita Purple Haze, and this has got a little prettier color.
It's like a
it's
peachy,
a little peachy pinky color and a white, very white head. And
it's not purple at all.
It's not purple, but if you
not much it, of a smell,
it's no, almost an apricot
a bit
color.
Of one. Mm-hmm. And so this is an Abita Purple Haze. Abita is pretty much everywhere, and they're out of New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. And, well, they're pretty much around you know here. I don't know if that means they're everywhere.
Yeah, well, I think they got pretty good distribution though. Abita does.
Yeah,
at least
these guys
okay.
That
we
have
know
access
we know it does
to 400
in the south.
Beers right? Could probably find these.
I don't want to insult the beer.
That's all right.
But have you ever heard the term beer alternative? No. What's the term?
Malternative.
Malternative. Excuse me.
Yes.
Excuse
well,
me.
Oddly enough, I
the
have.
Malternative. It almost tastes like it wants to be a beer. It wants to be flavored, but it's not quite.
Okay,
beer.
And that's the same thing I'm thinking. But this is why I have seen women drinking this.
Hmm.
It's not really beery. It's like a Zima sort
right.
of beer-like.
Right.
But, you know, the consistent
kind of
thing.
Club soda tasted.
Well, this is a consistent thing that we have had in all of the beers
right.
that we've had. They've all been wheat.
Right.
And wheat is not typically, it's a classic style of beer. It's mm-hmm. But it's called a wheat beer as opposed to just beer, right?
Is this so, like when I'm buying bread for the family that the wheat is a little bit better for us? So we should.
Well, no, I don't know if you get any more fiber in the beer, but it's just a different way of brewing it, right?
Well,
so typically, you've got your grain source is barley,
right?
And beer.
So this is using a different type of grain,
right? It's grist. A malted wheat instead of a malted barley to brew the beer. And you
if
get a lot
Budweiser,
lighter.
It'd be rice and corn.
Yeah, they throw in all kinds of stuff.
And according to the Southwestern Beverage Distributing brochure I'm looking at, this says, because I don't know much about wheat beers, this says that wheat beers gives the beer a dry champagne-like character.
Okay.
That's what this says.
It makes it cloudy, I know that. I don't
yeah,
know
it does do
it's
that.
Champagne-like.
Yeah. I don't know.
This Purple Haze is
Which one
crisp?
Is the champagne of beers?
Miller.
Yeah.
Miller High Life.
That's what I was thinking.
We don't have any of that in the refrigerator.
Yeah, we don't drink that.
That's the same thing.
It says, Purple Haze is a crisp American-style wheat beer with raspberry puree added after filtration. Therefore, you may see raspberry pulp in the beer. Hmm. The raspberries provide the lager with a subtle purple coloration and haze, a fruity aroma, and a tartly sweet taste.
Hmm.
So, you know what? If
any alcohol?
No,
on it?
If this was in a champagne glass,
uh-huh.
It would look a little more champagne-ish because the color you'd think like maybe they squeezed a little,
right?
Wouldn't you? And I like have
maybe
a
we should get the champagne flutes back out for this
That's
one.
Right,
oh, yeah.
We should.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell Gustav the waiter to bring it out. Right. Gustav, come on, or Christy.
Yeah.
Well, normally we have Martin the broom boy here.
That's all right.
Today.
He's sweeping up, but he's got the day off today.
Mm.
Well, the reason I mention this is that we've pretty much gone through our wheats, and our next beer that we're going to get into, we're going to shift a little bit and get away from the fruits and get into some coffee, more coffee-like.
Ooh, coffee.
You just didn't want that?
Did y'all hear that sound?
Wait.
She is cheating. Did you hear the sound? I think if you replay that, you'll hear the...
Okay, so
she
the person who's coughing her lungs up, graciously gave me her beer.
That's probably true.
Thank you.
Pour it back.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
You're probably right.
There's a little disposal unit behind you. You feel free to use that.
Okay.
But luckily, but you know what? This is alcohol. So the germs are dead anyway. They're not going anywhere.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to try the next beer. We're shifting away from the wheat and getting to a more traditional beer. And this next one up, it's somewhere on here, is our porter.
I don't believe I wrote it out.
Okay. Well, so anyway, just to tell you what it is, and Jamie, do you see the description of a porter on your beer guide there?
I do not.
Okay. Well, a porter... Down there near the bottom, it says it's dark and rich and can be dry, sweet,
silky, or burnt. I did find it. Mm-hmm. Oh. Porters were the original of the two styles. Stouts were developed later, originally being only darker and heavier.
Right. And what is the only stout that you probably know by heart?
I don't know.
Guinness
Stout. Everybody knows Guinness, but what most people, and you know, it's a very old brewery, but what most people don't know is it was originally Guinness Porter. They changed the name after 100 or so years. This
Rick's
is a much different looking beer.
You know what? It almost looks like a Coke.
Rick is pouring it into our glass right now, and it is brown like a Coke. It almost looks like a flat Diet Coke or something right now.
Or a shot of Jägermeister.
Because it doesn't have all the fizz, you know, the way a Coke would have.
And someone's squeaking.
That is not me squeaking.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, that's all right.
It's me.
Okay.
I'm not squeaking.
You're rubbing your cords. Okay.
That happens all the time at our house. I'm telling you what.
Somebody's cord's always getting rubbed. Okay.
Exactly.
I wish you could get this face translated. Okay. It's a really cute face, wasn't it? Can we do it again? I'll wait till you drink it because everything's funnier when you have a mouthful of stuff. It seems to shoot out.
I have a question. Have you ever actually had beer come out of your nose?
Me?
A
lot.
Does that happen?
Okay, so you tried this, and it was just completely different.
This would be something my husband would enjoy.
Yeah, now how come? You didn't care for this. Well, do you like coffee?
Yeah, I do like coffee.
What kind of coffee do you like?
Well, like I prefer the cheap gas station cappuccino that's 99 cents.
Okay, really sweet and
like a hot
sugary,
chocolate with a little thing in it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. As opposed to like the espressos from Starbucks.
Okay, well, this is more like an espresso from Starbucks. All right, so this doesn't...
But I'll drink it because I'm a team player. Okay. I am part of the team. I'm part of the show. I'm committed to you, and I will not go back on my commitment.
There you go.
So far we've had our breakfast beer, and then this would be like a dessert beer.
Give me this one.
You think? You like this as a dessert beer?
Well, coffee? Maybe it would be a coffee first thing in the morning. You know, coffee.
This is after I've had so much I can't stand up. Then I'll drink this.
Okay.
Oh, is that? Well, but she's continuing to drink.
But a porter is supposed to be something. This is what, and you got to understand where they got the name. Porter.
Porter.
You porter.
No.
You porter.
Porter. It's from the. It came from the railway. Some of the stations where people would transport things, and it was the drink that the porters would drink way back when. Nobody cared if you drank beer during the day, so they mixed beers together.
I think we did that in college when you ran out of stuff. You just start mixing stuff together.
Well, they mixed some of the dark beers, and they ended up getting this coffee. Okay, so this didn't sit well with you.
I would say this drink is not quaffable.
Oh.
Quaffable, boys and girls. That is a very big word.
Would it be unquaffable?
Is that word going to be on the test at the end of the show?
Yes. Is it not quaffable or unquaffable?
I like it. Now, Susan, we haven't heard from you. And I notice yours is gone.
Hers is gone. She's too busy drinking the thing.
I'm laughing that Jamie's saying she doesn't like it. However, hers is almost entirely gone. What is that about?
Because I'm a team player.
Okay.
I'm here to participate, and I want to
drink through the pain.
I will do that.
You know, the faster you drink, the more you like it, too.
Right. Now, Tom, your husband brewed a whole batch of this stuff, stouts.
Did he really?
Yeah. But this is a porter.
You think I talked to him?
We are drinking
it
porter.
It was a little stronger.
Well, his was. This is kind of a strong porter. So
that's a good point. My husband is Tom, the Tom that has been on the show before.
Yeah. For Valentine's Day, you want to talk about the Valentine's present my sister got? It was so wonderful. A front door.
Susan,
I love you. Our 8 years in marriage and our 3 kids. I'd like to show you our front door.
That's right. And did you hear the advice we were giving him? It's like you don't give a door for any holiday.
I know.
Yeah. It's like you have to go buy. You got roses, chocolate. Can't go wrong.
Right.
That's an easy one.
It's like they get in a fight and it's like, get out the door. It's my door. Don't go out my door. You go out the freaking
window.
So
if y'all get in an argument, like for makeup, just bring him like blinds and things like that. Or
like a new sweater for me.
Yeah.
There you
something
go.
I would.
Okay. Hey, I think the show's going to get funnier the more we drink.
Y'all want
out.
Me okay. to read this stuff?
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Okay. You got the Sierra Nevada. Okay,
Sierra Nevada, our beer porter. Dark and rich, Sierra Nevada porter is a delicious medium-bodied ale with a creamy head. The porter's smooth flavor, malty with hints of caramel, comes from a blend of deep roasted barley malts. There can be little doubt that this is one of the best porters being brewed anywhere in the world today, which is apparently contrary to what you guys think about it. Mm. Alcohol content's 5.6.
5.6.
Bitterness is 40. It's been a while since I've seen IBUs.
I'm sorry. I'm banging
things. And the yeast is top fermenting ale yeast.
Oh, that sounds good.
Bittering hops, goldens, finishing hops, Willamette. Mm. We got all sorts of stuff going on here, so.
Yeah, tell the girls over there to keep it down.
Whoa, now that is a big foamy head.
That's a big foamy head.
I'm giving you something different.
This is Dick's beer.
This is a little different type of porter.
Oh, let's
and, you know, this is extremely effervescent.
Oh.
All right.
That's another big word. Should I tell them what quaffable means? I want to talk about that. That means drinkable. Quaffable. Huh. Drinkable.
I thought it had something to do with hayish styles.
Quaffable. No. That is not the right word.
Now, this is one of Dick's, so we know it's going to be good.
So I got to watch what I say.
Whoa. Now, look at all that head. No, whoa.
Whoa.
That's what we call a party foul.
Party foul.
Yeah.
Party foul.
I would have consumed that.
It's not.
Well, I didn't want to short
out. But he's got like
5 feet
away from me, so.
It's not a good time unless liquids start hitting the floor.
Okay. That is 25% of your glass is the drink, and the other 75% was the head.
I wanted
to show y'all this for two reasons.
Wow.
Okay, I definitely get coffee coming off of it.
Yeah, this is a porter that I made because I like a lot of coffee, and this is brewed with 3 gallons of Starbucks espresso. So it's got an extreme amount of coffee flavor. And it also has a side effect of a giant head on it.
Mm-hmm. Now, I can't even imagine sitting there at a little espresso machine getting 3 gallons worth.
Right.
How long does that take?
The espresso blend.
Oh.
Not the actual little shots.
Oh, okay.
No, it may
take
12 cups.
Espresso.
So this is one that every so often I drink, but it's a lot more coffee and a lot less stout.
Right.
Now, what time of the day do you drink this?
I think that you drink this when you're really sleepy.
Any time after 9:30.
9:30 a.m.?
Yeah.
Why not before 9:30?
Because I'm drinking regular coffee before then. So.
Does it have a lot of caffeine in it?
Yeah, 3 gallons.
Dick has standards. He doesn't drink before 9:30 a.m.
Yeah, I don't care, except on holidays.
Oh, there you go. You got to have an exception to the rule.
But it's 9:30 somewhere all the time.
Right.
So this is something I just wanted you to try a little different. It's like a lot more coffee. It's really lighter in body than the porter.
It doesn't even taste like a beer. It tastes like a coffee.
It tastes like iced coffee.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will give this one.
Okay.
You like
it
better than the porter.
You made less.
Like
you made less of a fuss.
No, because I didn't think about it as being a beer. I thought of it as being a alcoholed coffee.
So you're not against strong flavors, I take it.
No, I'm not against that.
Okay.
No.
Well, that's where
porters. There's probably a lot of love brewed into that.
But the reason we wanted y'all to have some porters is in our interview with the beer goddess Lisa, way back. She said she teaches a beer appreciation class for women called Suds Sisters, which may be applicable to y'all.
Mm-hmm.
But she said that women tend to like the fruity beers and porters.
Hmm.
Okay, so we're not quite in agreement.
Not quite there.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, you know,
like
they
don't like the dark beers just on principle until they have it.
I know.
Okay.
But this one, if I was really tired and like, oh, I'm so tired, I can't stay awake, I could call you and I could come over. I could drink this and I would be wide awake.
I think the alcohol cancels out the caffeine. Not sure. You know, they call this buzz beer.
Why is that?
Well, because Drew Carey called it that on his show.
Oh.
That was how we learned this. I learned this after I'd made it. I thought I was being original, and I was told, oh, you're doing like on Drew Carey's show. which I'd never seen. Apparently, okay, I was copying off of him, but not really.
It's hard to be original in this world.
I know. Okay, so we're going to take one more musical break, and this is one of
They said you were putting love in your beer. I hope it's not too much
just
love.
Just a metaphor.
In the beer.
Not too much. Yeah, that was metaphorically, not literally, but.
None of that.
Is there a lot of that at your house, too?
Wait, let me see. Yeah, it tastes a little love in that one.
Okay.
Thank you. Let's take another musical break with one of my personal favorites, Lavelle White, Watch What You Do to Me.
Oh, there's a lot of that at my house, too.
You better watch what you do to me. Watch what you do to me. You better watch what you do to me. Watch what you do to me. Came to my home when I was gone. Next thing I knew, you were talking all on the phone. Just because I'm nice, you think I'm weak. I know a whole lot of things that I don't see. Watch what you do to me. You better watch what you do to me. Watch what you do to me. Watch what you do to me. Last night I saw her at the corner bar. She didn't know I knew who she was. When the telephone rang, I knew she was on the line. I looked in her eyes, she looked back in mine. Oh! Watch what you do to me. Better watch what you do to me. 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 Better watch what you do to me. Watch what you do to me. Watch what you do to me. I carry my peace everywhere I go. I have it in my pocket when I go to the store. When you walk on me, it makes me damn mad. And I get real furious when I think I'm had. Better watch what you do to me. Watch what you do to me. Watch what you do to me. Whoa, you better watch what you do to me. I'm gonna hit you with a brick, cause you think you're slick. Watch it, watch it, watch it. Watch what you're doing to me. Gonna hit you with a brick cause you think you're slick. No pretty paper, but it does stink. Watch it, watch it. Watch what you're doing to me. What you're doing to me. You're gonna get it back. I'm gonna hit you a lick. I can't handle what you're doing to me. You better watch it. You better watch what you're doing to me.
So we're back, and that was Lavelle White. Watch what you do to me, and we're watching what the beer does to Jamie and Susan.
Starting to get a bit of a buzz on.
Yeah, a little bit. And Jamie's making a face again with our latest beer. The Young's Double Chocolate Stout. And
what do you really think of this?
Yeah.
Well,
don't
know,
hold back.
Okay, y'all talk a minute. Let me take another sip. Okay.
There's a definite dark chocolate taste to it.
I love the chocolate stouts.
Yeah.
The Double Chocolate Stout's 5.2% alcohol by volume.
Mm-hmm.
So we should call this a dessert beer.
Pale.
Well, yeah, and this goes good with chocolate-covered strawberries.
Mm. Pale and crystal malt, chocolate malt, special blend of sugars, Fugle and Golding's hops.
Yep.
A real dark chocolate and chocolate essence.
Yeah.
Which I get out of
this. I mean,
the Fugles
I get a lot of
kind
of Fugles and Goldings are very mild hops. Yeah. And
so this is more about the malts.
What kind of bottle did this one come in?
This has a dark brown, kind of squarish bottle.
It looks like a beer bottle.
It
this
looks
is
like
the first
bottle.
One. Oh, no, we had another one. That
Young, lots of raised lettering.
And Young's is a very old brewer. This
Where's
is
that
in
out
England.
Of?
England.
England?
Yeah, it's an English beer. It says right there, England's oldest brewery. It has a sheep on there, and we won't go there. About why there's a sheep on there. Mm-hmm. But you notice that we've been jacking the alcohol up on you as we went, too. So, what was this? Five and a half?
It almost tastes like, if I think about it not being a beer, it almost tastes like a liquor drink. Like a, what do you call those, liqueur?
Yeah.
You know, like those?
I could almost get a little Kahlua out of this.
Yeah.
Like a little bit of that candy that has the liquor in it. You know what I'm talking about? Kind of something a little bit like that.
Okay. Well, it's not, this is getting less sweet.
Yes.
Not that the porters were sweet, mm-hmm. but this is getting a little more into the chocolates and.
Now, I know that Tom and Jamie were, the boy Jamie, as opposed to this girl sitting next to me, the girl
right.
Jamie, and that's what we call them, the boy Jamie and the girl Jamie. I know that they were
I was wondering how you dealt with that.
We call them the boy Jamie and the girl Jamie. There's also two Jeans in our life, and they're Aunt Jean and the other Jean.
Okay. How would you like to be? Hey, I'm other Jean.
Yeah, that's what we call other Jean. But Tom and the boy Jamie were drinking a chocolate beer that you had given them. And they both made faces. Like, they did not like the chocolate beer. I don't know.
They did.
No, they did not like the chocolate beer.
I had a friend whose daughter took those liqueur candies to school, like, thinking it'd be kind of fun and neat. Guess what? Not so funny at a zero
Child
tolerance.
Child welfare show up?
At a zero tolerance. Yeah, she was in seventh grade, and she got expelled from school and had to go to the alternative school.
She knew what she was doing.
She knew what she was
doing. Yeah. Okay, I was going to say, if it was like, you know, third grade.
No, she knew what she was doing.
Yeah.
But she had to go to the alternative school and had to get up at the crack of dawn every day and had to be there from 6 to 6 overtaking those candies.
So
but
we learned
she had
a
never
lesson
been
about
in trouble before.
Don't sneak your liquor chocolates
do not
to school.
Stick your, yes. Sneak
okay.
those in. Yes.
All right. So the Young's Double, we've gone through a porter and a stout, and y'all are much less receptive to these than the fruity beers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm saying that the fruity beers are good starter beers. Mm-hmm. If you're trying to get your babe into beers, go with one of the first two.
Okay. Right. So okay. you think the apricot then was, you said, was more beer-like.
You know what? It might be the looks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You see
it
the
did.
Look
it looked
of
just
it,
like a beer.
And you're like, I'm drinking another beer.
So the porters and things are dark, kind of bitter looking, or not bitter, but kind of scary looking, right? Dark, liquor looking, licorice. So our next beers, this is where we're going to get into. This is, there's no plan. It's just a beer, but it's a type of beer. This is an Oktoberfest, and if you were at a brew pub or something, Oktoberfest and Marzen beers, they're brewed based on the season. So in Oktoberfest, guess which month you start drinking Oktoberfest?
I'm going to say September.
Okay, you're awful close.
February.
It would be October.
I thought maybe they got started.
It was a trick question. It was a trick question.
Actually, I think it is September.
So the idea is that the beers are put up in brews so they'll be ready a certain time. Mm-hmm. Marzen beers are ready in March. Okay. So here we are in March, drinking an Oktoberfest. You do the math. Mm-hmm. So this is a little darker beer-looking one, but typically these types of beers are sweeter in nature, maltier.
This looks like a beer.
Mm-hmm. But it's a darker a darker color. If you smell it, it's got like a little kind of...
it smells like beer.
Does it smell like beer to you? And see, when I smell the malt and maybe a little honey or something.
It smells like teen spirit to me. I mean, I don't know about you.
Like, what does teen spirit smell like?
Deodorant.
Does it?
Yeah, it's a deodorant.
No, it's like a sweaty.
There's a deodorant called Teen Spirit.
But there's also a song about it too.
Yeah, we know. Yeah, Kurt Cobain, Nirvana.
He took the easy way out.
Okay.
All right. So, amber in color, this medium-bodied beer has achieved its impeccable taste by balancing the rose and malt flavor with the perfect amount of hops, having a rich textured palate with an underlying sweetness true to tradition. I like this beer.
It's good too, Rick.
It's got kind of sweet. All right, Jamie, you're awful quiet.
It tastes like beer.
Okay. You think so?
It tastes like a beer.
Now, see, that's just not a good compliment.
No, it is. I'm so sorry.
You can taste it more in the middle to back part of your tongue, I think. Did you taste
that? Now, would you rather have a Budweiser or this?
Don't ask me that because I'm going to say it doesn't taste much different.
Oh my gosh. That's bad.
Let me taste again.
It hits a different part of your tongue, do you not think?
Like, I'd say you had a damaged palate.
I have a damaged palate.
Because this is a lot sweeter.
There's surgery that can fix this up. Well, but it is. It's got a much sweeter taste. Oh, yeah. It's not like sugary sweet, but it has more of a malty taste and a little richer.
Mm-hmm. I think the problem is Jamie's getting drunk, and therefore her thoughts are slurred, her voice is slurred, her palate is slurred.
My palate is slurred.
Your palate is slurred.
How do you slur your palate?
You want me to show you?
No. That's illegal.
Okay. But one of my personal favorite types of beer is Oktoberfest.
I like it. Very nice.
So I like it because I like this. Yeah, I think this is classic.
The other Oktoberfest I've had. Yeah. Kind of what am I?
Yeah.
There's nothing.
But this is like the Mars and beers and that type of thing. I think this is. And did we mention who this was? We just went right into it. Spaten. And these guys are pretty well found all over the place, I would think. They're fairly broad distributor. It's Munich. It's a German beer. And,
so it's going to follow the Reinheitsgebot. That's the beer purity law.
I think so. And this is brewed from Alpine water, barley malt. And hops. That's it.
And Jamie, your German heritage.
Yes, this would, if it would make my grandmother proud, I will drink up.
Because we were Casper Bowers before we got married. That was our maiden name. And I only wish I'd married Rick Hagebaumer, because then I'd be Susan Casper Bauer Hagebaumer.
Yeah, there you
go. But instead, I married the Italian and now Susan Casper Bauer Mascheri, which
you're
sounds
just all,
very muddish.
You're all
and I think I might be Prussian more than German. So I'm not sure.
But
it just sounds good.
Casper, I don't find an alcohol content on here. Were you able to track them down?
It's an Edels.
Yeah. Okay,
it's 5.9. Dick wasn't listening. I read the whole thing.
I think I was drinking.
I think that his ears were blurred.
5.9.
So it's the strongest of the
I have slurred hearing.
Yes, okay. That happens.
My palate slurred. My ears are slurred. So 5.9. So we've just been steadily turning up the alcohol volume on them.
Creeping it up.
Okay, there you go.
The old sneak attack
there
on the base.
There you go. We started off slow and fruity.
Are y'all dimming the light?
No, that's not. The disco ball. It's the disco ball's coming on.
Can I tell y'all one thing, too? These guys are already handsome. But right about now, they are looking hot.
That's right.
Yeah.
So,
that's the beer talking.
That's right.
She's got her beer going.
And that's why we encourage beer drinking.
These
everyone's
guys.
Prettier when viewed through the bottom of a bottle.
Wait, let me look.
That's right.
Oh, wait a second. So, y'all.
Get two glasses.
Give me yours, Jamie.
That's let me ask you a question. I was noticing.
Speaking of hot.
And speaking of beer goggles,
yes.
On your T-shirts that you have.
Yes.
The big foamy head T-shirts.
That's right.
On the front.
And we have baby doll tee versions of those,
I was going to ask about tank tops.
We got those, too.
On the front, no beer goggles.
No.
On the back, there's beer goggles.
Beer goggles, right. Because when you're face down on the floor, they only see the back. Okay. Because you don't put your beer goggles on unless you're going diving.
Right.
Okay, so there you go.
The three shirts that I already own have all been presents. You know, and everybody comments about how much they love these shirts. Every time I wear them, they ask, where do I get them? And I said that they've all been presents from Tom for Valentine's Day, Tom for my birthday. So, but my question is, when next time I'm wearing one of these and people say that shirt's really hot, where did you get it? Where can I tell them?
Besides you can send them to bigfoamyhead.com, and there's a link to the store.
Oh, and I'll
That's
tell you.
Right.
You know what? You almost need a picture of the beer babes wearing the t-shirts on the website.
You know, and then we'd be like every other beer show that's got a picture of somebody wearing a t-shirt.
Yeah, but do their beer babes look like us?
I don't think so.
Order early because they sell out often.
That's right. And they make lovely St. Patrick's Day gifts. That's
and good Valentine's Day presents. A lot better than a door.
Valentine's Day.
You know, you never know what to get grandma. It's like grandma.
That's right.
Mother's Day is coming up.
Get her a six pack and a big foamy head shirt.
I think she would probably prefer the fruity.
Yeah, that's right. Well, so what would you think, though, along those lines, if somebody gave you, came home, right? And instead of going, they missed, they couldn't get to the liquor store in time. And they live in Wisconsin. And they and so they swung
they
by.
Flew their corporate jet to Wisconsin.
And they picked up a lovely bottle of the Belgian Red.
I say let's go.
Okay. I think it'd be good.
Let's go where?
Because I know Rick tried to. This is what, just so you know, we had this on New Year's Eve with champagne. Ooh. We did a champagne tasting. And this was by far the best. So, anyway, we've gone through our commercial beers. We've got one more. Can you reach that again? We're trying to keep them cold. There's so many. What I'm going to bring out now, this is kind of circling back to a fruit beer, the very large one right there. What this is an apricot pale ale.
And
I did this one, and this is modeled after a Dogfish Head apricot hop. And what it is it's a regular beer, an American pale ale, and then you add in, this has 2 pounds of apricots for 5 gallons of beer.
Now, the question is, how much love went into this one?
There's a little bit.
Dick's love is in this beer.
It's always love. Well, look at that. Look at that.
Big foamy head.
Cut it off.
Okay. Oh, that's
perfect. Perfect pour. You got to have a little head. Okay.
That's another one just hanging out.
I know. I put it out there and nobody picked it up. Okay. I set it up. Nobody went for the spike.
I heard it was PG-13. I'm usually an R-rated talker.
Okay. Look at that. Bring it right to the edge. So you notice that on these home brews, there's a lot more of a head.
But somehow mine never has as much head as the rest of you guys. Did you notice that?
I was being careful.
Well, you're wiping your glass out in between.
That's true. I have a little sediment in mine. What do we think about that?
That's apricot.
That's normal with home brews.
Yeah. No, it's in there. I've got little bits, actual little bits of fruit.
Little bits of love.
Beer. So if you say this is kind of an apricot
Dick's love is floating
color.
In the beer.
That's right. Enjoy it, please. Share my love. So.
Right. Now, do they refer to, you know, some wines are like nutty flavored? Would beers be referred to as having a nutty flavor?
There's all kinds of descriptions. Sure. All the words. Apply.
Any spot on the tongue. So, as a matter of fact, I got a thing that kind of has a little wheel. Okay. You can look at it, and it has all the different flavors that you can.
So this is like a pale ale, but it's kind of got an apricot infusion. So you don't get too much bitter. There's a little bit of bitter, and it doesn't really finish as sweet or as bitter as a regular ale would.
You know what? It's not bad.
Well, there you go. That's
all I want. That'll be like y'all's new slogan. It's not.
It's not bad. You could drink it.
Hey.
Actually, we prefer it. Doesn't suck that bad.
Yeah, that's right. Have you ever noticed? Because you know, I'm one of your out of state or out of city listeners. And on your way, if you stop in Brownsville, Tennessee, it says Brownsville, a good place to live. A good place, not a great place. I mean, you know, it's not bad. If you can't find anywhere else, and you're between Memphis and Nashville, and you don't have Brownsville. Good.
It's not that bad.
It's not bad.
I just like that there's a little bit of, you know, I feel like there's some fiber in this one.
There is. It's and so you could describe this beer depending on how low to the bottom you are. Right. The bottle is a chewy beer.
Yeah.
I really like this, actually.
I do, too.
I prefer this over a lot of commercial beers.
Yeah, this has been one of my best ones, that and the Cervezas.
Do you put a recipe for this on yours, like so people would be able to recreate this at home?
Well, it's a kit.
Oh, this comes from a kit.
Well, I bought a kit and I added the fruit. I bought just a pale ale kit because I had, like I said, I had this Dogfish Head apricot hop, which is a great beer, and they stopped brewing it in September.
Sad day.
So I wanted some more, and so I had to make my own. So I did. I brewed this and I put the apricots in there. And I'm not like Rick. Rick is an insane home brewer. I'm like beginner
level.
Not
as insane as some folks.
No, yeah. No. But compared to me.
But is he insane because of the homebrewing, or is that an entirely different issue?
Well, he likes to find creative ways to merge power tools into brewing.
Yeah.
And he's come up with some very unusual ways to make beer. And he always finds some way to work a power tool in there. And he keeps getting more and more of them. And so it's like, it's just this mad scientist sort of brewing that he does. And so I'm just delighted. I'm looking for the easy way out.
I'm delighted with this one.
Okay. Well, good. Okay.
Is it quaffable? This is quaffable.
Let me look at Jamie. Has a smile on her face. Yeah, she's sitting up a little straighter. Yeah. In her
good.
Head. You know what? I think she's unbuttoned a couple of buttons. Okay. On her
sure.
Shirt.
There we go. Photos
she's
loosening
up a little bit.
You guys do owe us a photo for the website.
That's all right. We'll have to get one. So I think we've about run our course.
Well, there is a secret ingredient in this, Dick's Love.
That's right. And that goes into all home brews.
That's right.
And that's the difference. So, we didn't touch it. We didn't talk about barbecue. We haven't had as much music because we didn't really know what we were going to get into with this.
I figured this show we could just turn the mics on to go.
And I think that was the right thing to do. And we sure thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
Helping us explore and females in beer.
Yes, and as I said earlier, we are not a package deal. If you are not impressed with one of us,
okay, we can contract through your agent with either one of you. Right?
But what if they just call me?
I'm at peace with that because I've had my day.
Susan looks with disbelief.
Yeah, I'll believe that when I see it. Guys, we had so much fun, and it was wonderful. Like I've said, Jamie had heard the show herself, and once I told her I was coming on, she begged me to bring her.
Well, that's so nice.
Well, good. Yes. Well, thank you.
And we've sent the link to
her. I think it's
going to
be a good show. So.
Yeah. Well, thank you all for coming.
I know I enjoy listening to female voices on the podcast.
That's right.
And if anybody agrees and would like to hear us come back, if they could email you.
Yes,
that's right.
If y'all get a following.
Let us know.
We could start a petition, bring back the beer babes.
There you go.
And y'all can have us back in a month or two.
And if anything inappropriate was said, all the opinions expressed are those of the host, guest, or that's Jamie of Jackson, and not necessarily the sponsors.
And don't follow any advice.
And don't follow the advice.
All right, that's right, because we have no idea what we're talking about. And everything we say, we make up. So, all right, let's call it a show. Thanks for being here, and we'll see you next time.
Drive safe.